Date for hearing of Frank is fixed. The Atlanta Constitution, Tuesday, 18th May, 1915, page 1, column 2. The Prison Commission on Monday decided to hear petition of the prisoner on May 31st. The Prison Commission yesterday set a special date, May 31st, to hold the Leo M. Frank hearing on the plea for commutation, assuring final action on the appeal by Governor Slayton, unless he himself passes it on to his successor, Governor-elect N. E. Harris. The early date was arranged largely at the request of the doomed man's counsel, but also because of the heavy week which the Prison Commission has before it on the date of its regular session, June 7th. The date was set at an informal conference of R. E. Davison, chairman of the Prison Commission, with Harry A. Alexander, attorney for Frank. The entire week, if necessary, will be devoted to the hearing. Whether Solicitor Hugh M. Dorsey will take part in the hearing is still a matter of speculation. More than 3,000 letters pleading for clemency for Frank were received by Governor Slayton on Monday morning, two of them being from United States Senator W. E. Bora of Idaho and Philander C. Knox, former Secretary of State. Other Washington notables who have asked for clemency are Myron T. Herrick, former Ambassador to France, Senator Reed of Missouri, Senator C. S. Thomas of Colorado, Senator Newlands of Nevada, and Governors Brumbaugh of Pennsylvania, Hatfield of West Virginia, and Ferris of Michigan. The governor has received more than 75,000 letters bearing on the case, many of which must necessarily go unread. Leo Frank himself receives on an average of 1,000 daily, which are read by himself and his wife,